नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So, Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Page number 12. Nātrata Acham Eva Annam Nātrata Patham Eva Adhyam Vyadhaya Avi Bhavanti Vyadhaya Vibhavanti Rāsata Prathami Vānyam Vyadhaya Vibhavanti Evam Yamati Rajan, evam niyamat kidrajan, sanahi, shimaya, kalpati, sanahi shimaya kalpati, nātrata patham evanyam, vedhayogi bhavanti, Evam niyamakridrajam sarai shimaya kalpati So, today Goswami is explaining how to become perfect gentleman, that is, Kaisar. If we do not accept education, culture, then what is the difference between a man and dog? There is no difference. So, the basic civilization means everything under rules and regulations. That is basic civilization. Animal cannot be brought under rules and regulations. That is not possible. Therefore, that is the speciality of human society, that the more the one society follows the rules and regulations, he is to be considered civilized. Just like throughout the whole history, there are civilizations, alien civilizations, alien and non-alien. What is divine? Alien means progress. One who is progressing towards the perfection of life, they are called aliens. And those who are deviating toward animal propensity, they are not aliens. This is divine. Alien culture. So, Krishna, when found Arjuna that he was in the battlefield and Krishna himself is guiding him and becoming the chariot driver, and he saw that Arjuna is declining fight, he became surprised. So he chastised him. Kusatsi pasmanavinam dhikami samapastikam anajyadushta. Alien, alien, arya. So this is not for a gentleman business. You are behaving like non-alien. So this is the difference between culture and not culture. There is a Bengali proverb that one girl but to dance on the stage. So in Indian civilization, the girls or the women, they cover their face from superiors. So Rastavasi Bhuntan, he has gone to dance on the stage and she is pulling on the now, when the opportunity appears to become a household wife, you come to dance. So similarly, Arjuna was that time that you have come to fight and now you are becoming very non-violent. It is a feast. So this is honor. You have to do your duty in proper place. That is Arya. That is Arya. Arya Samaj means one who knows his duty, how to do it in proper time. The Kshatriya, his duty is to fight, to defend from the hands of the enemy. So he is declining to fight. So he is expecting, knowing you. You are not able. So, here, for instance, Vibhu Sanchai, by the thing, this person is the pure, uncontaminated food prescribed by a physician, he is very issue. And the infection of disease can no longer touch it. Similarly, if one follows the regulative principles of knowledge, he gradually progresses toward liberation from material contamination. This is the translation of the Nasnatattva Pattham. Pattham. Pattham means good pusta, not anything I can eat. That is the business of the horse and dog. They say, horse have no business, they say anything, not to stew, they give me. That is not too many for the reason. Although it is the law of nature that ahatrani sahatrana, vegetables are animals who have no hand. It's like ordinary animals, they have but four legs, no hand. So this four-legged animal is the food for the two-legged animal. Ahasani, sahasana. Uncivilized men means two-legged animals. They're animals, but two-legged. There are four-legged animals, there are two-legged. The ahasani, sahasana. Abhadani, chatushpadana. And any entities who have no legs, just like the vegetables, grass, plants, trees, they have no legs, they cannot move. But they are living entities. They are food for chatushpadana, for the animals who have got four legs. Ahasrani sahasranam, apadani chagusranam, parvani mahatara sattva. And the weak is food body, strong. Parvani jiva jiva sajiva. This is the law of nature. That one life is meant for maintaining another life. That is why. So, sometimes, they put forward this argument that you are also eating vegetables. They are not nice. Why you object that non-vegetarians are eating four-legged animals? No, we are not going to infringe to the laws of nature. That is not our business. You can eat four-legged animals because you are also animal. But when we speak of civilized animals, civilized is not animal, that is human. So long one is not civilized, he is animal. And civilization begins when one understands that he is not this body. That is the beginning of civilization. So long one is in ignorance, the bodily concept of life, he is hell. When one knows that I am not this body, and on the body, then civilization begins. Here it is recommended that unless we follow the rules and regulations, then there is no possibility of curing or material disease. The whole process is we are in material disease. Otherwise, we are as good as Krishna. But because of material disease, we are in the difficult position of birth, death, old age and disease, Krishna says. This is real problem. If we want to be cured from this disease, then we have to follow rules and rules. Just like a patient, if he wants to be cured from the disease, he has to follow the rules and regulations prescribed by the physician. Therefore, law, religion, Vedic scripture, they are all meant for human beings, not for the cats and dogs. In ordinary law, they are meant for human beings. It's like on the street, it is stick to the right. So, this is for the human being. The cats and dogs go from right to the left or wrong. They are not prostituted. The law is meant for the human. The human being does not follow rules and regulatory principles, law, then it is animal. To civilize means to raise oneself from the animal status of life to the human status. That means rules and regulations. Nāksata apattham ivānyam vādhaya abhi bhavanti. Evan niyamakritla, niyam. Niyam means religious. We have to follow the rules and regulations. That is compulsion. That is human. The Chaitanya Charitamrita will find this verse. Anadi mahimma ji Krishna bhuli gela. Ataya Krishna veda purana kodila. Tatpati. But our disease is that we have forgotten God. The more we are forgetful about God, the more we are animal. And the more we become advanced in understanding God, the consciousness, then we are human beings. And if we are more advanced, then we are devota, demigods. And when we are more advanced, then we become people going back to home, back to garden. This is the problem. So, real civilization is how to go back to home, back to God. But they do not know. Nothing we do. The materialistic person, they do not know. Therefore, there must be organization, an institution to teach the human society how to go back to home, back to God. That is reality. Otherwise, cats and dogs, they are all eating, sleeping, making, getting children and dying. That is not so much. then the next part will find that these human civilization can be attained. First thing is second part, tapasa, the austerity. Tapasa brahmacharya, tameva cha tameva cha, tyagena satya kaukabhya jalena yameva cha. Jihobad ud vijana dhira dasmadhya sudhya nita kipanti kadhan mahadati venu gulmo kiva. These are the different states how one person can become civilized. So first thing is tapasa. Tapasa brahmacharya. Therefore the Vedic civilization, the children, they are taught from the very beginning. Brahmacharya. Tapasa brahmacharya. A small wife, 5 years old wife. That is guru. Brahmachari Guru Kule, Basandanta Guru Hitam. This is a way of life to teach the Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is 10 years to restrain from sex life. That is Brahmacharya. So this is the beginning of civilization. There is unlimited, unrestricted sex life, like hogs and dogs. That is not civilization. Is first of all to learn how to observe seriously. To come to the point, no system. Very perfect civilization. No system. Therefore, in the basic civilization, we find the human society is divided into four orders and four spiritual, material and spiritual. Varnasam. Varnanasam. Brahman, Patri, Varsha, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sangha. Sangha means, Vanaprastha means, Navaprastha. Brahmachari means, Varsha. So, out of the four divisions of spiritual life, three divisions know. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sangha. The Brahmachari is taught from China how to keep Brahmachari. Because he said, you know, it's taught from the beginning of man. So it's just like, that not saying, he can control. He is still one kind of control. That this Grihastha life is a conscious. Actually, sex life is not ritual. But I am not concerned. That is not concerned. Why? That he so long we are attached to sex life, we have to remain in this material. In any form, generation or form. This material one means a sex desire. So if one wants to become fit, candidate for going back home, no more. That is it. So unless means perfecting, no more. One of the meaning from Vanaprastha. It is not in the Brahma. Only in the Grihastha, restricted, that's life. Only for the living, like children. Otherwise, no. Dharma avuridhya tavas means, in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma avuridhya means only for getting nice children,
The one could not become father, one could not become father. His parents cannot give protection to children from this danger of birth, grief, or reason. This is very compassionate. If you are confident to give instruction to your children, how to avoid the type of birth, grief, or reason? Then you become fast. Otherwise, don't become fast. Don't become fast. So this is where the religion is very high. And very large, very very difficult to follow. But can be followed, provided one is to follow. Otherwise, thank you.